This is the Music History Today podcast for April 5th. On today's show, grunge music loses Kurt Cobain and Layne Staley, and we say happy birthday to Pharrell and Juicy J. First up, though, on this date in 1923, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band became the first African-American band to make jazz recordings. In 1964, the Beatles filmed their Running Away from Screaming Fans scene for the opening of their movie A Hard Day's Night. In 1967, people protested in London after the British government announced that Davy Jones from the Monkees was going to be inducted into the Army. He ended up getting out of that draft. In 1968, James Brown allowed his concert in Boston, Massachusetts to be broadcasted on television so that the city would remain calm after the assassination the day before of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1971, Chicago became the first rock band to hold a concert at Carnegie Hall. In 1978, Duran Duran played live for the first time. In 1980, the group REM was formed. In 1982, Record World magazine printed its final issue. In 1986, an explosion at the LaBelle Disco in West Berlin killed three people and injured hundreds. The country of Libya was blamed. In 1993, work began on construction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. In 2008, the group Toto broke up. They, of course, got back together again a few years later. And in 2019, Aretha Franklin's documentary Amazing Grace premiered. In classical music, in 1803, Ludwig van Beethoven premiered his Second Symphony in D. In 1874, Johann Strauss Jr. premiered his opera Die Fledermaus. In 1902, Maurice Ravel premiered his piece Pavan for a Dead Princess. In 1939, Alexander Gretchaninov premiered his Fifth Symphony. And in 1946, the Third Symphony from Charles Ives premiered. In award ceremonies that were held on April 5th, in 1965, Julie Andrews won Best Actress for the musical Mary Poppins, and Rex Harrison won Best Actor for the musical My Fair Lady at the Academy Awards. And in 2009, Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 5th include in 1965 when Ben E. King released Seven Letters, in 1972 David Crosby and Graham Nash released Graham Nash David Crosby, in 1974 Johnny Cash released Ragged Old Flag, in 1979 Journey released Evolution, in 1988 Tracy Chapman released her debut self-titled album, and Sade released Stronger Than Pride. In 1991, the Crash Test Dummies released The Ghosts That Haunt Me. In 1993, David Bowie released Black Tie, White Noise. In 1994, Mila Jovovich released The Divine Comedy, and Boz Scaggs released Some Change. In 1995, Blind Guardian released Imaginations from the Other Side. In 2005, Kansas released On the Other Side, and Rob Thomas released Something to Be. In 2011, Eric Clapton released Icon 1 and 2, and The Who released Icon 1 and 2. Singles that were released on April 5th include in 1959 when Tommy D with Carol Kaye and the Teenairs released Three Stars. In 1963, Leslie Gore released It's My Party. In 1965, the Beach Boys released Help Me Rhonda. In 1966, The Who released Substitute. In 1968, Simon & Garfunkel released Mrs. Robinson. In 1969, Aretha Franklin released Jim. In 2008, Kid Rock released All Summer Long. In 2011, Nicki Minaj released Super Bass. In 2016, Drake released One Dance. And in 2019, Max Schneider released Love Me Less. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 5th include singer-songwriter, producer, and entrepreneur Pharrell Williams, also rapper Juicy J, rapper and singer Tommy Cash, singer-songwriter Mariquene Mandig, singer-songwriter Paula Cole, rapper Christopher Reed of Kid & Play, reggaeton and trap singer Bryant Myers, jazz pianist Robert Glasper, rapper Flowsick, singer Crispian St. Peters, Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, session guitarist Guitar George Baker, Ronald White of The Miracles, Nicholas Caldwell of The Whispers, Dave Schwarbrick of Fairport Convention, Alan Clark of The Hollies, Dave Holland of Judas Priest, Agnetha Falskog of ABBA, Stan Ridgway of Wall of Voodoo, drummer Stan Levy, singer-songwriter Peter Gifford, singer B. Simone, singer and actress Gail Storm, rapper Lil Key, rapper Young Pinch, country music singer Violetta, rapper Haruto Watanabe, singer Daniel Cesar, singer Tony Williams of the group The Platters, Everett Morton of The English Beat, producer Joe Meek, and singer Willie Derby. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 5th include composer Alfonso Lobo, who passed away in 1617 at the age of 62. Composer Johann Schafferdecker passed away in 1732 at the age of 52. Composer George Henkel passed away in 1871 at the age of 66. Composer and violinist Wilhelm Speyer passed away in 1878 at the age of 87. Composer and singer John Thomas passed away in 1896 at the age of 66. Conductor and composer Gaetano Coronaro passed away in 1908 at the age of 55. Composer Alphonsus Diefenbrock passed away in 1921 at the age of 58. Songwriter Salvatore Di Giacomo passed away in 1934 at the age of 74. Composer and conductor Emil Mlynarski passed away in 1935 at the age of 64. Composer Vincent Humans passed away in 1946 at the age of 47. Composer Claude Delvincourt passed away in 1954 at the age of 66. Composer Julius Harrison passed away in 1963 at the age of 78. Oboe player and conductor of the Resistance Orchestra, Jop Stochin, passed away in 1970 at the age of 78. Jazz saxophonist Jock Carruthers of the group the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra from 1932 to 1947 passed away in 1971 at the age of 60. Frontman Bear Height of the group Canned Heat passed away from a heroin and cocaine overdose in 1981 at the age of 36. Country and blues music singer-songwriter Cliff Carlisle passed away in 1983 at the age of 79. Big band leader Tony Papa passed away in 1992 at the age of 65. Guitarist Roy Schmeck passed away in 1994 at the age of 94. Kurt Cobain of Nirvana committed suicide in 1994 at the age of 27. Drummer Cozy Powell of the Jeff Beck Group and also Emerson, Lake & Powell passed away in a car accident in 1998 at the age of 50. Singer Lane Staley of the group Alice in Chains passed away from a drug overdose in 2002 at the age of 34. Singer-songwriter Gene Pitney passed away from heart issues in 2006 at the age of 66. Guitarist Mark St. John of the group Kiss passed away from a brain hemorrhage brought on by an accidental meth overdose in 2007 at the age of 51. The man nicknamed the Father of Loud, guitar amp pioneer Jim Marshall of Marshall Amplifiers, passed away in 2012 at the age of 88. Composer Claudio Prieto passed away in 2015 at the age of 80. R&B singer Leon Haywood passed away in 2016 at the age of 74. Multi-instrumentalist and composer Maria Ozziata passed away in 2017 at the age of 77. Free jazz pioneer Cecil Taylor passed away in 2018 at the age of 89. Singer and actor Bobby Rydell passed away in 2022 at the age of 79. The conductor of the Hamilton Philharmonic from 1969 to 1990, music promoter Boris Brott passed away in 2022 at the age of 78. And singer-songwriter Paul Siebel passed away in 2022 at the age of 84. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 6th, when in 1974, ABBA wins the Eurovision Song Contest and becomes overnight sensations with their contest-winning song, Waterloo.